PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is resigning from Congress. He sent a letter to the Senate saying he will exit on August 20th. Democratic colleagues were pressuring him to step down following his recent conviction on federal bribery charges. Governor Phil Murphy has released a statement on the latest Menendez update while confirming he received a letter. He says in part, quote, "I will exercise my duty to make a temporary appointment to the United States Senate to ensure the people of New Jersey have the representation they deserve." President Joe Biden will address the nation from the Oval Office on Wednesday on his decision to drop his 2024 Democratic reelection bid. Biden posted on X he will speak on what lies ahead and how he'll finish the job for the American people. Biden will speak at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. Top Democrats are officially endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries made the announcement today, saying Harris is ready to lead.
Since President Biden's announcement, we've seen the Democratic Party swiftly coalesce behind Vice President Kamala Harris.
They also praise President Biden's, quote, "selfless decision to exit the race." Back here in New Jersey, a man is accused of beheading a seagull at a popular shore spot.
29-year-old Franklin Ziegler of Cape May is charged with third-degree animal cruelty. Witnesses say he decapitated a bird at Maury's Pier on July 6th. Police responded to calls about the incident. Ziegler was initially arrested on disorderly persons offenses. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Rue Insurance Business Report. Google is dropping plans to eliminate cookies from its Chrome web browser, making a sudden U-turn on 4 years of work to phase out technology that helps businesses track users online. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 57 points today. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit RueInsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Are we humid tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I know it's hard to plan outdoor activities when the forecast is just unsettled, kind of nebulous. But here's the bottom line. Two more days of unsettled weather. Clouds, high humidity, on and off rain. Just over 48 hours from now, we will transition to drier weather and much drier air. Tonight, though, we get wet again. Pockets of rain return, probably heavy at times through the overnight hours. Low temperatures in the lower 70s. We'll continue the chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, an unsettled weather day. Highs in the lower 80s. 80s again on Thursday with one more push of scattered rain during the day. It'll be breezy, too. And then check out Friday. Sunny, dry, and not humid. Highs will be about 80 to 85 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Rockaway 78, Franklin 85, and it's 84 degrees in Beach Haven. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Raceway Kia of Freehold. Did you know when you trade in your old ride, you can lease a new Kia starting at just $129 a month? See dealer for details. Raceway Kia of Freehold, where you always finish first. On Route 9 in Freehold and online at RacewayKia.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.